Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Ever since its grand opening on July 12, 1913, the Grove Park Inn's 5-foot-thick granite walls have stood witness to presidents and poets, and perhaps something more. Tonight, we slip beneath its red clay tile roof into a world where history and hauntings entwine. Guests in the early 1920s spoke of velvet-gloved fingers brushing their hair and soft sobbing echoing through the Palm Court atrium. Reported cold drafts chill sealed rooms at midnight, and staff have chased flickering pink mists that vanish around corners. Beneath the whisper of hidden machinery and the flicker of arts and crafts-style sconces lies a secret. On Halloween nights, bookings spike for room 545, where a beauty pageant winner, dubbed the Pink Lady, plunged two stories into the atrium. Was it accident, suicide, or something darker? Investigators armed with EVP recorders and infrared cameras chase sounds and orbs, while skeptics point to infrasound drafts and electromagnetic quirks in the inn's massive stone structure. Tonight, we'll weave together eyewitness accounts, architectural oddities, and psychological theories to ask, are these phenomena merely echoes of suggestible minds, or does a century of sorrow linger in Asheville's Grand Mountain Retreat? Prepare to venture beyond the lobby's warmth into corridors where every footstep could be your own or someone else's. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. From the moment Edwin Wiley Grove and his son-in-law Fred Seeley laid eyes on Sunset Mountain in western North Carolina, they saw more than rolling hills and rhododendron thickets. They saw possibility. In late 1909, Grove, a self-made entrepreneur from St. Louis seeking a retreat for health and hospitality, bought 400 acres of rugged terrain at the edge of Asheville. Seeley, an architect by passion, if not by formal training, sketched the resort that would rise almost overnight. By midsummer 1913, visitors stepped off the train and into a lobby of massive, rough-hewn granite blocks, quarried just miles away, each wall half as thick as a man is tall. Two twin fireplaces, each broader than a horse stall and framed in native stone, roared night and day in the great hall, not simply to warm guests, but to mask the clatter of steam engines and early mechanical systems humming behind hidden walls. From its first gala on July 12, 1913, the Grove Park Inn captivated the elite. Newsreels of the day linger on ladies in long skirts beneath the glow of wrought iron chandeliers, while men in bow ties tip their hats to waiters balancing silver trays. As the nation roiled through world war and economic upheaval, presidents and cultural icons arrived to rest beneath that swooping red tile roof. William Howard Taft praised the mountain air. Woodrow Wilson found solace in its porches. In the shadows of the Great Hall's lofty beams, plans were whispered for the inn to serve as a relocated Supreme Court should war come to Washington. Even Axis diplomats interned briefly in World War II wandered its corridors with uncertain freedom. Yet long before F. Scott Fitzgerald and Barack Obama passed through the revolving doors, another guest left an indelible mark. In the heady days of the Roaring Twenties, a young woman, said to have been crowned a local beauty queen and nicknamed the Pink Lady for her rose-colored gown, checked in unannounced on a rainy April evening. Few registered her arrival, fewer still noted when she slipped from the balcony of the fifth-floor Palm Court atrium into the tiled floor two stories below. No formal record identifies her. Neither accident, suicide, nor foul play was ever confirmed. Staff ballroom dancers paused in mid-twirl when they heard a thud echo off stone, followed by an anguished cry. In the hush that followed, those who investigated found her belongings scattered like clues. Lipstick, a single pearl earring, the hem of a dusty pink gown. Within weeks, whispered stories spread among staff quarters. A bellhop on his first night claimed to feel unseen fingers grazing his shoulder as he carried luggage past the ornate fountain in the lobby. A housekeeper, keys jangling, swore she heard soft sobbing beneath her floorboards when the wing was empty. Even the night manager, a grizzled veteran of Asheville's hotels, admitted to hearing faint footsteps pacing the granite corridor outside room 511 when no guest was registered there. By the 1930s, these accounts had become part of the inn's lore. Employees passed them down like heirlooms, embroidered with every retelling. Skeptics argue these tales owe more to architecture than apparition. The inn's massive stone construction creates labyrinthine channels, wind whistling through concealed ducts and iron mechanical shafts that, on a calm evening, can crescendo into unintelligible moans. Chimney flues, long disused yet still open, funnel cold air down from the roof line, producing sudden drafts strong enough to extinguish candles and nip at ankles. In the great hall, the twin fireplaces designed to drown out the clank of boilers emit enough heat to create convection currents that swirl dust motes and whisper sounds across vaulted ceilings. Psychologists, too, point to the power of suggestion. Guests primed by rumors of the Pink Lady can misinterpret any anomaly, an errant shadow, a settling creak, as proof of a ghost. Yet those who arrive expecting skepticism still depart unsettled. In the early 1970s, a group of university parapsychologists set up rudimentary sound recorders in the Palm Court. Their tapes captured low-frequency hums brushing the threshold of human hearing, combined with static that seemed to pulse in time with footsteps, though no one crossed the room. Later, when technicians retrofitted heating systems, workers complained of being watched, of tools vanishing only to reappear atop granite ledges. One welder, baffled by a wrench that slipped from his belt, insisted a gentle hand guided it away. Guests have their own cast of characters. An elderly couple celebrating their 50th anniversary booked the Sunset Suite in 1985, walls of bank vault stone painted soft gold. Shortly after midnight, Mrs. Fuller awoke to delicate brushing against her hair, as if someone was straightening her silk scarf. Her husband saw a faint pink glow drifting past their window. He reached out, but the light recoiled, then winked out like a bulb unscrewed. When morning came, fresh footprints marred the ash-gray carpet, shoe sizes small enough to suggest a woman's foot, and so crisp they must have appeared moments earlier. Even Asheville locals speak of the inn in murmured tones. A lifelong resident recalls sneaking into the unlit West Wing as a teenager, daring friends to stay until dawn. They ran shrieking when a distant echo, a woman's cry, they said, bounced off the granite and folded back on itself. Another remembers attending a Christmas gala in the 1950s when the orchestra paused mid-song. On the dance floor, couples shivered as an icy breath swept over them, though every window overlooking the snow-dusted slopes was tightly sealed. Employees learn early to walk with respect. Housekeepers report unexplainable cold spots in rooms, even on summer nights. Maintenance crews catalog recurring glitches, thermostats plummeting despite power surges. Circuit breakers tripped by no discernible load. Front desk staff field calls from guests claiming faint singing in the hall, like hymns, or the scent of roses drifting from unoccupied corridors. Whether these are remnants of the Pink Lady's final notes or products of an aging building's quirks, they now form part of the inn's pulse. Psychological theories thread through every explanation. Infrasound, low-frequency vibrations, below the threshold of conscious hearing can induce nausea, anxiety, even a sense of a presence. Older buildings with hidden mechanical spaces and long hallways can act as infrasound chambers. Guests already on edge from bedtime stories about ghosts may misattribute these feelings to something supernatural. Likewise, electromagnetic fields generated by iron girders and electrical wiring can trigger brain responses interpreted as ghostly touch or flickering lights. Yet in the hush between logic and legend, neither guests nor staff seem eager to fully embrace skepticism. They whisper reverently of the beauty queen in pink, whose steps still echo off granite, of corners where cold and color converge without explanation. The inn's archives hold old newspaper clippings, musty with age, alongside postcards depicting the original 1913 facade, sunlight glinting off red tiles. Among them, a faded photograph shows a lone figure on the balcony, a woman in a blush gown, looking out over the mountain mists. Whether deliberate or accidental, that image cements the Pink Lady in the Grove Park Inn's heart. As the sun sets behind sphagnum-covered boulders, the inn's red clay roof tiles glow in the fading light. Inside, guests settle by the fireplace, unaware that hidden machinery hums beneath the hearth, that wind snakes through granite joints, that history's weight presses against walls. Yet somewhere amid these forces, something more lingers. A sorrow that refuses to sleep, a presence woven into stone and story. And so the inn stands, inviting all who dare to wander halls heavy with time to feel its chill, to glimpse its blush, and to question whether some legends are born of grief or something that will not be silenced. The moment you cross the threshold into the inn's moonlit corridors, something shifts. It begins subtly. A hush falls over the hallway even when the mechanical hum still thrums through hidden ducts. A chill seeps beneath closed doors so sharp it steals breath. In recent years, these sensations have intensified. Guests in room 545, the site of the Pink Lady's final moments, describe waking him to the same oppressive cold that felled her. They speak of blankets sliding off beds as if pulled by unseen hands, and of a soft, rosy luminescence pooling in the corners, like the last embers of sunset given form. Children huddle beneath quilts, eyes wide, convinced they've glimpsed a figure in pink drifting past the window. One family from Charlotte, staying for a weekend retreat in 2023, awoke to their toddler's terrified cries. "Pink Lady, stay," he whimpered, clinging to his mother's neck. When she peered through the crack of the door, the hallway lay empty, but the carpet bore footprints, small and damp, trailing into the darkness. It isn't merely the Pink Lady that stirs beneath the granite. Guests in the West Wing report seeing wisps of smoke drifting through the vestibule, rising from the floorboards as if from a long, dead hearth. The forms coalesce into vague human shapes, then dissipate like candle smoke caught by a sudden draft. One photographer, on assignment for a travel magazine, captured a column of pale mist in the grand ballroom archway. When he enlarged the image, he found not only the haze, but also a faint profile. A young woman gazing across the room, her features blurred, but unmistakably feminine. Experts in Asheville's paranormal community debate whether these manifestations are echoes, residual hauntings, replaying emotional energy, or true apparitions, spirits choosing to appear. Haunted Asheville Tours, led by investigator Tad McDivitt, has transformed these legends into organized expeditions. On a recent autumn evening, McDivitt's team stationed infrared cameras, thermal imagers, and EVP recorders in room 545 Palm Court and the West Wing. Their logbook for October 31st, 2024 notes abrupt temperature drops of up to 20 degrees Fahrenheit, static bursts on audio channels, and, or so they claim, voices caught on tape pleading, "Help me," barely audible over the inn's ambient noise. One recording, played at half speed, seems to whisper the name Julia, though no such guest is documented in hotel archives. Skeptics point out that ambient sounds can be mistaken for voices, and that thermal cameras sometimes produce cold spot artifacts where heat radiates into cooler surfaces. Yet McDivitt's crew insists on chaining the phenomenon to the inn's past, convinced that the Pink Lady reaches across time to communicate, or to warn. Other investigators employ more experimental methods. In 2022, a team of shadow lovers and electromagnetism researchers from Western Carolina University mapped the inn's magnetic fields. Using Gauss meters and EMF detectors, they found hotspots near the Palm Court's balcony and along the fifth floor hallway. These zones exhibited fluctuations up to 10 times higher than the surrounding areas. One theory suggests that the iron reinforcement in the inn's concrete roof, combined with buried water pipes and granite seams, generates electromagnetic interference strong enough to affect human perceptions, creating the sensation of a presence, causing lights to flicker, and even producing tingling sensations on the skin. Critics counter that EMF spikes are common in large buildings with electrical systems, and that without controlled conditions, nothing definitive can be concluded. Still, the data tantalizes. It shows anomalies where legends say spirits wander. Longtime staff have stories that defy easy dismissal. A night auditor recounted how, in the winter of 2021, he locked up the front desk and stepped outside for a smoke. When he re-entered, the doors he'd latched behind him were ajar. His car keys, dangling in his coat pocket moments before, lay on the reception counter in a neat row alongside unclaimed guest folios. Another employee, a maintenance supervisor, described replacing light bulbs in the Palm Court, only to find the new bulbs shattered the next morning, glass fragments scattered in geometric patterns. It wasn't human mischief, he swears. No fingerprints, no footprints. Meanwhile, room 511 has emerged as another epicenter of activity. Formerly a servant's quarters, it sits off a narrow service corridor, its door stripped of identifying number for decades. In 2019, a honeymooning couple discovered the door unmarked and upon entering, stepped into darkness so complete it seemed to absorb their flashlight's beams. They felt a force at the foot of the bed, like cool tendrils brushing their legs. When they fled and returned with staff, the room glowed under bright overhead lights, revealing nothing out of place. Yet the couple refused to sleep there again. Word spread among housekeeping crews, and the room has since been noted as too uncomfortable to assign. Not all encounters are passive. A few guests report being touched. In 2020, a writer researching a history book awoke at 3:13 a.m. to find someone kneeling at her bedside. She lay perfectly still, heart pounding as delicate fingertips traced her cheek. She dared not move until the sensation faded like a breeze. At dawn, she found a rose petal on her pillow. No roses were in the room, nor had any visitor been allowed entry. The inn's florist confirmed there were no rose deliveries that week. These modern tales echo the early reports, but with heightened intensity and technological corroboration. Ghost hunters deploy spirit boxes, devices that scan radio frequencies to allow spirits to modulate white noise into speech. On one Palm Court excursion, listeners swear they heard a voice respond to the question, "Why are you here?" with a trembling, "I can't rest." Video recordings show orbs, light artifacts that paranormal enthusiasts interpret as spirit energy, wafting around the twin fireplaces. Critics argue that orbs are simply dust particles close to camera lenses, illuminated by flash. But the images endure, and McDivitt's tours regularly highlight them in presentations. Deepening the mystique, the inn maintains a permanent exhibit, the faded pink ball gown allegedly worn by the Pink Lady. Displayed under glass in a side corridor, the gown draws curious onlookers and occasionally disquieted ones. Staff volunteer that on quiet evenings, they glimpse the gown's fabric shifting as if brushed by invisible fingers. One guest, peering into the display case, saw the fabric swirl in a pale shape pass behind the gown, then disappear in a wink of reflected light. Workers polishing the glass sometimes find it misted from the inside, as though breathed upon. Theories about what animates these hauntings vary. Some parapsychologists argue for a residual haunting, Emotional energy from a traumatic event looping endlessly in space, much like a scratched phonograph record. In this view, the Pink Lady's fear and sorrow are trapped within these granite walls, replaying at times of high emotional resonance, such as anniversaries of her death or during stormy weather that mirrors that fateful evening. Others posit an intelligent haunting, a spirit with consciousness, capable of interacting, of choosing when and how to manifest. The whispers caught by EVP devices, the apparent responses to direct questions, and the selective nature of cold spots, always avoiding witnesses, give weight to this hypothesis. Then there are the skeptics who trace phenomena to environmental factors. Infrasound generated by wind channeled through hidden tunnels can induce feelings of unease, dread, and even visual illusions. Carbon monoxide leaks, though rare in modern systems, can produce hallucinations and sensations of being watched. Psychological priming plays a role too. Guests who arrive expecting to experience something uncanny are far more likely to interpret ambiguous stimuli as supernatural. This cocktail of factors, psychology, architecture, environment, offers a comprehensive secular explanation for many of the inn's strange happenings. Yet something resists full explanation. In 2023, a composer staying in room 625 began hearing a melody each night, a lilting refrain of piano notes drifting down the hallway. Believing it to be her own composition echoing in her mind, she shrugged it off until she found an old guest register, dated 1932. With a young pianist's signature aged by time. His name, Franklin Carlyle. Research into local archives revealed Carlyle had stayed at the inn that summer and performed impromptu concerts in the lounge until he abruptly vanished without explanation. The melody she heard matched a tune he was known to play. Archivists and hotel historians have scoured every record for hints, boarding ledgers, newspaper clippings, personal letters, but Carlyle's story remains incomplete. No death certificate bears his name and no relatives have come forward, yet the music persists, faint and distant, a testament that some stories refuse to be forgotten. Tonight, as you tread the polished floors of the Grove Park Inn, remember that every shadow might be cast not by a wall, but by memory. Every whisper may be time itself speaking across eras. Here, amid iron girders and granite walls, the line between science and spirit blurs. Within these halls, rumor and record weave together. The Pink Lady in her rose-colored mist, the tearful cries beneath floorboards, the orb-like lights dancing around chimneys, the wrench that leaps from a tool belt, the melody that floats through deserted wings. These are not mere tales told around a campfire. They are the heartbeat of a building that has borne witness to joy and sorrow, opulence and tragedy. Whether whispered by the wind or spoken by unseen lips, they remind us that some places, like people, carry their histories in the very air we breathe. And at the Grove Park Inn, history refuses to stay silent. The hush in these granite halls can be deafening until a faint sob breaks the silence or chill so sharp you might swear the air itself resents your presence. We've walked the archways where the Pink Lady is said to wander. And we've measured infrasound that dances just below our hearing. We've felt brushes on our skin and chalked them up to electromagnetic quirks in the concrete roof. We've heard a melody looping in room 625 and traced it to a vanished pianist. So what are we to believe? Ghosts reliving their final moments or a perfectly rational confluence of physics, psychology, and plumbing? Consider confirmation bias. You arrive expecting a scare. You're told of a young woman in pink, and suddenly every draft feels like a warning. Every shadow, a figure in a rose-colored gown. Yet dismissing everything as imagination feels, well, a bit dull. After all, science can explain cold spots with chimney flues and mystery voices with radio static, but does it explain why your heart still skips when the pink mist drifts by? Hallucinations, too, have their day. Carbon monoxide can conjure phantoms, and low-frequency hums can warp your mind. But when EVP tapes whisper, "Help me," and no tour guide planted the idea, how do you measure the soul? Ghost hunters chase orbs that skeptics blame on dust, but I've seen that speck of light hang over a fireplace long enough to make me wonder if it wasn't charged with more than infrared residue. The Grove Park Inn stands at the crossroads of history and mystery. Its stone walls bear witness to triumphs and tragedies, to president's laughter and a beauty queen's fall. If energy never dies, perhaps some of it lingers here, trapped in quartz seams, recycled through red clay tiles, cackling like a court jester in the draft. Or perhaps every weird whimper and swaying shadow is simply a building speaking its age in creaks and sighs. Either way, I'll take my chances listening to the wind and my recorder alike. Because whether you believe in spirits or in circuit breakers, there's something deliciously unsettling about a place that refuses to choose sides. It's a reminder that sometimes the truth is best served with a slice of uncertainty and maybe a dash of spectral pink. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.